With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Rushing to prevent a Christmastime government shutdown. House Speaker Mike Johnson is scrambling to salvage a stopgap measure to keep federal offices running into March despite an onslaught of opposition from hard-right conservatives. Rank-and-file lawmakers decried the massive 1,500-page bill over its increased spending. The suspect charged with killing UnitedHealthcare CEO expected back in court tomorrow following upgraded murder charges.
Luigi Maggioni now charged with gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson with murder as an act of terrorism.
The intent was to sow terror.
And Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg explains that seldom used charge.
This was a frightening, well-planned, targeted murder that was intended to cause shock and attention and intimidation.
Also, the NYPD detailing how they questioned Mangione's mother during the manhunt when he was still unidentified. Chief of Detectives Joseph Kenny.
She didn't indicate that it was her son in the photograph, but she said it might be something that she could see him doing.
Julie Walker, New York.
Leaders in the U.S. and Canada are pointing fingers at each other.
A warning for President-elect Trump from Ontario, Canada's Premier Doug Ford. He says Donald Trump's plan to put 25% tariffs on all Canadian products would be a disaster. Mr. Trump has threatened to impose those tariffs if Canada and Mexico don't limit the flow of migrants and fentanyl at the borders. Far fewer of each cross into the U.S. from Canada than from Mexico. Donald Trump responded by trolling Canada, posting on Truth Social, "Many Canadians want Canada to become the 51st state. They would save massively on taxes and military protection." I'm Rita Foley.
This is SRN News. Another legal battle over Colorado law and the LGBT agenda. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Alliance Defending Freedom is asking the Supreme Court to take up the case of a Christian counselor who is challenging the state's anti-conversion statute. It bars counselors from seeking to help anyone under the age of 18 from quitting the homosexual lifestyle. Colorado has already been before the high court twice in recent years, losing an effort to force a Christian baker to make a gay wedding cake and losing an effort to force a Christian web designer to work on gay weddings. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another Japanese court has ruled that the country's ban on gay marriage is unconstitutional. The decision by the court in southern Japan marks the eighth victory out of nine rulings since the first group of LGBT plaintiffs filed lawsuits back in 2019. Two more high court rulings are pending in Osaka and Nagoya, and they are expected to come down in March. This is SRN News. A person in Louisiana contracting the first severe illness caused by bird flu in the U.S.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said the patient had been in contact with sick and dead birds in backyard flocks. Previous illnesses in the country had been mild, and the vast majority had been among farm workers exposed to sick poultry or dairy cows. This year, more than 60 bird flu infections have been reported, with more than half in California. Health officials say bird flu is still mainly an animal health issue, and the risk to the general public remains low. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The EPA granting two requests from California to enforce strict standards for vehicle emissions, including a rule aimed at banning sales of new gasoline-powered cars in the state by the year 2035. The incoming Trump administration is likely to try to reverse the approval. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.